Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisate. Advisor for IPR and Soil and Water Conservation, Imkong L. Imchin, yesterday inaugurated the Command and Control Center, CCC, at the Directorate of Soil and Water Conservation, Kohima. The center is funded by the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare and the Government of Nagaland under the Soil Health and Fertility component of RKVY. Advisor Imchin said the center will ease the workload of field staff, improve decision-making, and bridge the gap between experts and farmers. He called for stronger collaboration and trust to advance sustainable soil and water management. Director L. Chuba Onan informed that the CCC integrates data collection, GIS mapping, video conferencing and centralized monitoring to enhance efficiency, transparency and program implementation across districts. The advisor also virtually inaugurated biofertilizer production units at Rotomi and Seyuchong during the event. Meanwhile, farmers can also seek assistance through the toll-free number 9179-6519-2504 for further queries related to soil health and fertility. As part of their third phase of agitation, the Joint Coordination Committee, JCC, comprising KENSIA, FONSESA, NIDA, NSSA, and NF and ASA, will launch its three-day pan-down strike from today. The employees are protesting the state government's alleged failure to address the concerns tied to IAS induction. Addressing the media yesterday, the JCC members said that all government employees under the associations will report to work but refrain from official duties, calling the protest a stand for meritocracy and fairness in public service.
We have decided to go democratic protest, that is 14 to 16, where all the state government employees in various districts and the headquarters will put down our pens. And we will stand for meritocracy, where the people of our state, the future of our youths will be protected.
The committee is demanding induction of only from NPSC recruited officers, full transparency in panel list and selection criteria, and an end to political interference. It also sought the immediate withdrawal of the alleged bias panel list forwarded to the centre and restoration of the March 10 vacancy circular. The JCC said it will decide the next course of action if the government fails to respond during the three-day pan-down agitation. A district-level awareness campaign on settlement of unclaimed deposits under the theme Your Money, Your Right was held yesterday at the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Dimapur. The program was jointly organized by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, and State Bank of India, SBI, as part of a nationwide initiative of the Department of Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, to facilitate the prompt settlement of unclaimed financial assets. District Lit Manager Rongsen Yangla highlighted the growing issue of unclaimed deposits and underscored the need for financial literacy. She explained that the campaign is based on three pillars of awareness, accessibility and action, three A's to simplify the process of tracing and reclaiming unclaimed funds. She informed that unclaimed assets in India stood at 1.82 lakh crore rupees as of 31st August 2025 and encouraged citizens to verify their claims through the RBI's portal udampur.rbi.org.in. The initiative forms part of the government's ongoing efforts to promote financial inclusion and literacy through schemes such as PMJDY, NSFE, NCFE and FLCs. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commencing on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting the country as a whole. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that are set to empower various industries in Mizoram.
The new GST reform is a major boost for Mizoram's artisans, farmers and tourism industry. With the reduced GST rates, the traditional and regional products are now more affordable, boosting local production. The GST on packaged and processed miso chilies, ginger, turmeric, bamboo, cane products and fruits has been brought down to 5% from the earlier 18%. Along with this, the tourism sector in the state is a vital source of employment and economic development. The GST reduction to 5% on rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees has made travel more affordable, boosting occupancy and supporting local businesses. This reform is set to enhance opportunity for entrepreneurship and youth employment across the state's hospitality sector. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And to mark the countdown to the 9th Captain and Kangaroo Se Mahavir Chakra Posthumous Memorial Football Tournament, scheduled to begin on 22nd October, a vibrant roadshow has been launched across Nagaland, organized by the Assam Rifles in collaboration with the Nagaland Football Association. The event celebrates the legacy of Captain Nike Jakuo Kangaroo Se, a Kargil war hero and an inspiration for the youth. The roadshow promotes unity, sportsmanship and enthusiasm for the tournament under the theme One State, One Game, One Goal. Roadshows have been held in Kohima, Pek and Zunebutu, with the campaign continuing today at Chipobuzu, Teminu and Waka. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.